The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, January 5th, 2025, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. If you're searching for a clear, unbiased, science-based view of how to slow your aging, decrease illness, lose weight, maintain fitness, and optimize your nutrition, all with a hint of humor, Vital Health Radio may be your home base. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and joining me today is, as always, is Clint Powell, which is the podcast guru, PhD of the Waffle House, boxing extraordinary, long ago pretty boy,
yes,
rugby hero,
yeah, of course,
business coach, and the king of mucus.
Wow.
Clint Powell.
That's my new motto.
Yeah, can't you tell by his voice? He's got that sexy mucus voice.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing? This goes out to Carolyn. Carolyn Robert, sorry. Please don't leave him. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
There you go, man. Yeah. I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Man, that's the true
what
radio
voice.
What
is that Delilah
voice
that used to be on the radio late at night? I used to listen to it when I owned my cleaning company, but Delilah would, Robert, Cynthia's thinking about you. Or whatever, Casey Kasem, something like that.
Oh, Casey Kasem,
Casey Kasem. I'm Casey Kasem.
All right.
Yep. Cool. Hey, new year. Here we go.
Here we go.
Ready, go.
And I'm just thankful to click another off because as you get, well, you're going to be 57 in
a couple weeks, man.
Couple weeks. So I'm not far from exactly 10 years older than you because I was 67 in August, and here you are just a few months past that, being 57. How cool, because I can tell you my experience is
there's the smile. You're trying to say something smart, Alec. Go ahead.
I thought, I'm going to age really slowly, but until I hit 60, then all of a sudden I took a big dive into the deep end of the ocean.
Coming.
But I swam back to the top of that stupid pool, and now I am actually reversing aging.
Wow. Not me. I'm going straight downhill.
Straight. When you start downhill, it's going all the way to the bottom.
I'm nosediving. I'm pushing forward, baby. Bam, right into the ground.
Just like my plane.
Yeah.
You push that stick forward.
Just eat it. Just go for it.
What an attitude.
Yeah, why not?
Well, that's what this show is about, is aging not gracefully, fast.
Two different perspectives right here. That's what we do.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
That's right. Hey, I did the Instagram and YouTube on those liners. Again, I mentioned it last time, but those liners that you put in crock pots, which is the biggest crock of BS for health there ever has been, because the plastics are being baked into whatever food you cook. I've got over 300,000 views on Instagram and YouTube.
Wow.
So had a pretty big hit on that. I did post, I worked about 4.5 hours to write my, the words that I wrote for kind of the New Year's resolution kind of podcast video that I did. And it's about 13 minutes long. It was pretty challenging to talk 13 minutes without someone else talking to you.
Yeah.
But Cody helped me immensely. My great guy at the podcast studio at Nutrition World. And it was kind of very heartfelt. I please encourage you to listen. It actually, the topic was the dangers I never realized to your health in all my 45 years of holistic medicine. The danger I never realized.
Can I give a tease for something we're going to do later on the show? We're going to do a show too, or part of a segment that's going to have, I got a great question from my daughter. It's, what should I be taking to prevent getting sick versus what do I need in my emergency, you know, the nature's evergreen medicine cabinet when I do get sick? I want to make sure people stay around for that, because that's going to be something they can use over the next 3 or 4 months while we're all stuck inside still when it's cold.
It is such a valid need, because so many people come in the store and they want to take something that's good for prevention, but yet they're blowing their freaking mucus out like Clint Powell is.
Yes.
And he wants to know, you know, taking something right now to build your health is wasteland. It's not going to do you any good. You have to take something that's going to aggressively either attack the pathogen or massively build your immune system.
It'll help you to reduce the longevity of it. And one of the other things is some of these things will be the same. It's just the dosing will be different. So exactly. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes.
And again, I apologize for my voice, but I feel great.
Well,
I just sound.
You look about average. And so that's pretty darn good.
Hey, at this age, I'll take average. Are you kidding me? Dude, you just made my day. Quit flirting, Ed Jones, calling me average. Oh, yeah. What else we got over there in your pile of notes?
Hey, just want to make sure 2025, we do not ever want to forget history, because as they say, the only way to not repeat history is to remember what happened. This was a cool Facebook post somebody had that said, never forget the stupidity they passed off as science. They earned your distrust of every narrative they fed you from here on out. Always ask questions. And it was this notice that was posted. It looked like at a walking trail. It said, COVID-19 notice. In order to prevent the possible spread of COVID-19, our trails are closed to bicycles until further notice, but walking is permitted. What? So riding a bike was more causing more contagion of COVID, but walking wasn't.
Well, but this goes back to that same period. You had to wear a mask to walk into a table, and then you could take it off to eat.
Yeah.
It didn't make any sense. And I know they were trying to do some policy based off fear and the unknowns, but this is what happens when you have people who aren't transparent, because I will push back a little bit and say, I want Eric Buchanan, an attorney friend of mine, says it great. I want smarter people. I want the air quote experts in charge. I want to trust everything they say. I just want them to have my best interest at heart.
Mm.
I want them to do it for the right reasons. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And if you are that person and you have my trust, I am more likely to give you some credence, give you a little groundwork. But when you've proven to me that you're trying to hide stuff, call me names and shut it down, how am I supposed to trust you the next time something happens? And I think our leaders have kind of messed up on this. I'm hoping that they've not bitten themselves in the foot and actually caused something bad to happen. If something does go wrong, because people now are going to be like, yeah, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a dangerous place.
Very risky place.
And that's a shame on them, not us.
And, you know, it's kind of like we trust pilots of the big commercial planes every time we get in there.
Right.
We give our life to those people. But the thing is, 100% or 99.9% of the time, the agendas are very sound. They don't want to die either.
Yes.
That's one of the reasons.
Well, that's how we could tell that they were being liars.
Mm-hmm.
They were telling us to do things they didn't
weren't
do.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't going to go down with the plane because they weren't in the plane.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly right.
They were sitting on the ground telling us, don't fly it that way. You know, it's ridiculous.
I like that. That comparison is very legit.
Mental steel trap right here in my brain.
Even with all the mucus?
I don't know, dude. I'm just trying to make it through. Come on. Help me out, Ed. It's first show of the year.
Poor little nose. Poor little Clint's nose.
It's okay. But you said it. There's a lot of people. And no one that I know is sick. It's just everybody's got this congestion.
Yes.
And so we'll see. It'll all work out.
Bring up on your phone a website called antennasearch.com.
Antennasearch.com. Okay. Well, it's going to take a second.
And secondly, while you're doing that, I'm going to talk about the show two shows ago with Charlie Wysong. He came in, had a great secondary story about his daughter who had breast cancer in another city, I think Pennsylvania. And how she combined nutraceuticals. And if you do get that, put your address in, your home address.
All right.
And how they combined chemotherapy that she did, and also with nutraceuticals, which are the botanicals, the herbs, the nutrients. And what an amazing outcome she had of no liver enzyme elevations, no kidney issues, nothing other than a quick one-time decline of white blood cells, which I'll tell you what she did for that, which was worked in 7 hours after she did it. But she came in the store on Saturday, and I had about a 40-minute conversation. Wonderful, wonderful lady and her husband. And it just blew me away how the oncologist in this town was so open-minded. I never hear this story in Chattanooga. They go in and they say, I really believe in the use of natural products.
Right.
Can I use the things I want to use during your chemo? He said, perfectly fine. If that's what makes you feel comfortable, I work for you. And I want you to use those if that is what makes you comfortable. I can't endorse them. And I was like, he said that? And she said, yes, completely. And so I was just kind of blown away by that. But the thing is, her white blood count went down within one treatment or two, I think. And that means you can't do chemo. Well, when you can't do chemo, then of course it delays all the process of the chemo.
Right.
So someone had told her to eat dark chocolate. So she goes into one of the stores in her town and buys an 85% dark chocolate. Ate it at 8:30 that morning, went back at 3 o'clock that afternoon. It had gone from a 1 to a 4, which is amazing. 4 is good for treatments of chemo. 1, you can't do it. So in 7 hours about, she had this heavy-duty dark chocolate raise her white blood cell count. Well, food is medicine.
Here's what I hear in this, though. It's really tempting for people to hear this and go, oh, you can't tell me it's dark chocolate. Or you can't say it's just chemo. I hear that health is so independent for the person that has whatever's going on. Mm-hmm. It's got a genetic component, environmental component. Where do they store their starting point when they get sick? What's their mindset, their support? There's mm-hmm. so many of these things. And to point to one thing and go, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of silly. I think it's good to have a doctor with that attitude of, let's make it to where you feel you have the fighting chance. Mm-hmm. Incorporate as many of these things as possible on science and knowledge, and because that spirit is a big deal.
Oh, spirit is a big deal. Is the difference sometimes between living and dying.
Yeah, I mean,
And let's give hope all we can. What did you come up with on antenna circuit?
Between my address, there's 118 towers and 72 antennas.
118 cell phone towers within
3 miles.
3 miles of his house. Now, what I'm talking about is electromagnetic fields. These are going to be
antennas.
More concerning because it's going to be like the.
Is that a lot, by the way?
Let me tell you what my address is in Little Apison, which is not very far outside the city. I only have 38.
Oh.
East Ridge has a lot of cell phone towers.
And I'm right there to the freeway, too.
You are getting bombarded every single minute you're there. What this is causing is an influx of susceptibility to poor health. It doesn't cause poor health. You add that with the crappy diet you're on and you know, you do exercise and you take nutraceuticals. So that kind of offsets some of that. But we all are, you know, have our things that are demons to us. But when you add EMFs on top of that. So here's the one single suggestion I say, and which is I'm doing every single night. It makes it real easy. Two things. Put your cell phone 5 feet away when you go to bed, not next to your pillow. Secondly is turn your router off. Your router is another cell phone tower that's stronger than all of the ones you just read about. Uh-huh. Yes, I can't talk to my other girlfriend, Alexa. But I can wake her up and give her a kiss in the morning when I get up at my...
Well, I have an Android. I have an Android, first of all. Second of all, I like to sleep with my phone just nestled on top of my nose and forehead. Uh-huh. And I sleep just like this. It lays right there.
Well,
it's perfect.
There's nothing wrong with that, Clint.
No, it's perfect.
I think we can endorse that, too.
Yeah, the brain neural link.
I think you either have to have it far away or completely touching your skin, not...
I just snuggle up with it. Yeah, 5 feet away would be... I can do that. I'm started thinking about it.
5 feet away and router off. That's my 2025 suggestions for lessening EMFs, because nighttime is when you recalibrate and rebalance. You can't rebalance during the day because we live in the world of, a million EMFs. All right. It is time to take a break. We come back. We are going to be talking to Katie Coleman about who knows what. It's a mystery show on segment number 2. No, we have spoke about it. Some good stuff. She's all learning so much every day, as I do, dealing with clients and customers. I learn as much from them as I do from my hour study every single morning. And she's always on podcasts and always on learning and always on research. So it's just a great, great passion that she has, like me, to learn and to empower others with that knowledge. All right, we have that, plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
It's football time in the SEC. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit athomechattanooga.com or just search me online, Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell, and today we have my daughter, Katie Coleman, on Vital Health Radio. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
We are going to talk about baby stuff somewhat, and the thing is, like I just mentioned before, we learned so much from our clients and customers, and one of which is Adam, who had recently had a baby. When you have a baby and you're into the world of nutraceuticals, holistic health, integrative, you deep dive. You deep dive on every single component because, as Clint said earlier, some of the, you know, when we have learned to distrust some of the medical dogmas that are out there that sometimes don't make sense, but yet people still force it down our throat, we start questioning. And one of those is the vitamin K drops, right?
Oh, absolutely. So,
Why do people give that? Why does the doctor and hospital want to do that?
Yeah, because of the risk of a brain bleed or hemorrhaging. And so, you know, vitamin K is such a vital nutrient for our blood clotting system and for things to be working properly within, our blood system. And so, a long time ago, probably about 50, 60 years ago, they came out with one study that shows babies do not make enough vitamin K in the first 30 days of their life. So it was necessary to receive a vaccine in the on the first day of life. And this vaccine is vitamin K. From my understanding and from my research, this single shot has a lot of aluminum, a lot. And that's concerning. That's a heavy metal on the first day of life. So the baby does not have any ability to remove heavy metals at that point. Their system is so susceptible to what's coming in. So I never give blanket advice. I would never say don't get that shot. No, you've got to do your own research. You've got to do what you feel is best. But in other countries like Norway and Sweden, they actually have a protocol for vitamin K to be taken orally. And they have a dosing schedule that they dose up every day of life for like the first 2 weeks so that the body builds up its own vitamin K. And then what's really interesting and what's really beautiful is naturally, as the baby gets weeks go by, their own body starts creating the vitamin K. And also in breastfed babies, if the mom is getting vitamin K in her diet, then that's coming through the breast milk. So there's multiple ways to get the vitamin K. For both of our sons, we did not give that shot. And we did vitamin K drops that we sell at Nutrition World from the brand Dr. Green Mom. And I felt comfortable with that. But as I said, I'm not a flaming no shot person. I think you've got to be the one to feel empowered in your decision.
Real quick, I raised three kids, but I've got two biologicals. And the thing that is a little, it's hard to remember. Mm-hmm. Because it's been 20 years since my youngest one's 20 years old. When they're born, do you have to declare some stuff about vaccines prior to the birth? Mm-hmm. Because once they're gone, you've held it and they've right. I cut the cord and all this stuff. Oh yeah, it's beautiful. And they go away for a while. Mm-hmm. Is that when they're doing all that, or is it the day after?
Oftentimes they don't go away anymore, to be honest. Okay. And I've also heard that. I've had family members say, oh, my baby went away for hours.
Just a couple hours.
Oftentimes moms are advocating now for the baby to never leave the room. So a lot of cases, if the baby's healthy, the baby never leaves the mom's
side. When do those vaccines take place, though? You're talking
within the first 24 hours. So like hepatitis, vitamin K shot, all of those were in the first 24 hours of life. And so what you have to do, like what we did with our children was you have to sign papers that say, and the papers legitimately say, I am choosing the risk of harming my child. And you have to be brave enough to sign and say that.
And you don't have to sign something that says, I am choosing to give my child a vaccine with aluminum in it that may risk my child. You know what I'm saying?
Probably not with that. But you probably do have to sign something for getting the vaccine, but we didn't get them, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But yeah, they're not going to probably say the amount of aluminum in that shot, no.
So do you pick and choose the ones, or you can pick and choose the ones you want to give?
So this is what I would say, and since we're on the vaccine topic, and I love this topic, I think if you're a parent and you're about to have a child, or you've maybe just started a few vaccines, I think it's so important to go and read and be aware of every single vaccine your child is going to receive at each appointment. Because what's happening is, starting in 1990, 30 new vaccines were introduced. And it's not like we were in some pandemic epidemic. There was not all of a sudden an onslaught of new bacteria and viruses in 1990. But what happened? I don't know. The FDA, the funding, someone, the money, who knows what happened? But, I was born in 1990, so I had 30 less shots than they now have as a baby growing into childhood. Yeah. And so the schedule now is somewhere of 76, 80 shots by the time that they get out of a household. I mean, what I would do is I would look and I would say, what's the risk versus the reward of this? So if a baby's going to receive a shot that has to do with the stomach bug, do we really need a stomach bug vaccine? Just think about it. Okay, your child's going to throw up. If they do get dehydrated, they drink electrolytes. If they can't keep that down, and the worst case scenario, they have to go get an IV. There's not a risk of death with a stomach bug.
But it goes back to this thing of being transparent. We were talking about in the first segment. If our leaders would kind of just be honest with us, like, why do we need all these now? What is in them? Give us the real risk instead of the watered down risk, so you don't make the pharmaceuticals look bad. And I didn't mean to hijack the show, but I think this is pretty important because people hear this, they don't listen to anything. Vaccine denier. Other people hear it and they go, vaccines are terrible. And usually the truth's in their middle somewhere.
Exactly. Yeah. I totally agree. Yeah. And that's why back in the day I was flaming anti-vax, and I think it wasn't a wise way of going about educating people.
Right.
I think now the important thing I would say is you've got to do your own research. You've got to look at the risk versus the reward. You've got to build yourself around resources like Dr. Green Mom's vaccine ebook that she has on her website's phenomenal. And then here's the thing. Everyone asks, well, how can some children be fine from getting vaccines and other children be harmed? The simple answer in that is, what was the toxin load of that baby when that baby was born from the mom? And you're not going to know. You're not going to know how many toxins that mom had. You're not going to know if the mom had environmental toxins, mold, you're not going to know the level, but that's the difference in how one child can thrive from vaccines and be fine versus another one have terrible lifelong symptoms is based upon that toxin load that the child was born with. Can they handle one more toxin coming in or can they not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Such good info. And the thing is, as we talked about trusting the people who make these decisions in the big offices, they believe that all of the chemicals in our foods are 100% safe. They don't think our water needs to be cleaned up. They don't think EMFs have any significant risk at all. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But all of these factors that seemingly are against our health, they are denying every single one of them. So how can we trust somebody who says that, you know, vaccines are safe when they're saying that Fruit Loops with all the heavy duty chemicals are perfectly safe many times a day to eat? And they don't seem to have any viewpoint other than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it goes back to that transparency, right? We don't, if we can't, if we're told when we ask a question that we're somehow denying science, then I'm not going to believe you right up front.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And, you know, I'm like Katie, I have, and I think wiser people will bend with the years of learning, and we don't hold on rigidly to our anchor of belief systems, because that really makes you stupid, because you can't open your mind to any new information. And I do believe that there are places now more, a little bit more than I used to, for pharmaceutical intervention. If you weigh risk against benefit, everything is risk against benefit. Mm-hmm. Do I take anything? I take very few things, but I mean, when I had hip replacement, heck yeah, I had to do an antibiotic. I did the one I dreaded the most, vancomycin, strongest one on the market. I do want to talk really quickly so that I make sure I get this in. Katie and I talked, I told her about it today. There's something called a phage, and I've talked to Clint about it one time. It's spelled P-H-A-G-E. Phages are actually viruses. We sell them. So we're selling viruses in Nutrition World now. I am so excited because I truly put this in the black book. I predict this will be the turning point to treat bacterial infections in the future. There's 10,000 different phages. We don't know even 1% about what they actually, which ones do exactly that. But the two that we have, they're combined in one pill, is a virus that goes in and kills bacteria. What it does is it hijacks the bacteria without harming the healthy cells. I am going to really deep dive into this phage because I looked it up on AI right before I came here. I could not believe the research on these phages. But I want to talk about goat milk. And all of a sudden, here we go with the same theory of experts supposed that said, no way can you give goat milk or should to your small infants. Well, tell Katie, tell them what's happened.
Yeah, so I'm elated to find out that on Target's shelves, there is actually a goat's milk formula. The brand is called Kinder Milk. It comes from another country. But I'm absolutely so happy to see that for once, baby's health is being put first, because for the longest time, forever, there's never been a goat's milk formula that's been approved by the FDA. So moms were having to order in different formulas from Germany and other websites. And we actually carry one at our store, but it is not found on the average store's shelves to find a goat's milk formula. And the thing with goat's milk is goat's milk is 10 times smaller than cow's protein. So when you, a typical formula in Target or at Walmart that a mom's going to go pick up, it is going to be coming from cow's dairy. Cow's dairy is one of the most allergenic, hard to break down foods for a little person's tummy. Their little tummy is so small and it cannot digest the protein molecule size of cow's milk very well. So what happens? The baby has acid reflux. It has GERD. It has colic. It has constipation. It's upset, annoyed, all these things that are not okay. The baby, that's something dysfunctional there. That's something that's not sitting well with their little tummies. So other countries have gotten this right for a long time. They've been giving their babies goat's milk formula. Now, I'm not advocating for goat's milk. Some moms come in and ask, what about just raw goat's milk? Not a fan of that. Not complete nutrients. It's got to be a formula, especially when the baby's newborn or very little. Target's got Kinder Milk on its shelf, which is goat's milk formula, meaning the FDA now approves finally goat's milk for the use of babies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter that the baby has all those conditions, because we have Miralax to treat the constipation. Mm-hmm. And we have Prilosec drug that can treat the reflux. We don't want to look for the root cause. So yay pharmaceutical, yay for pediatricians who are not being brave enough to do their own studies. They just follow the guru in the sky that they come from. Oh, if they say it's goat milk's not good, it's just not good. I don't recommend it. No, get your freaking head out of the sand and learn something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely. And the last thing on that is, you know, like he said, Similac and these other formulas, they'll make a sensitive tummy formula. And what have they added? One little enzyme to help break down the cow's milk. No, they can't digest the cow's milk. So one enzyme's not going to help. And the second thing on that whole tangent is they add high fructose corn syrup, which is literally one of the worst ingredients on planet Earth that a baby could receive in the first months of their life. Truly detrimental to the future of the child's life. And I'm not trying to scare moms. It's just if you know, once you know better, you do better. So I want people to hear they do not need to give their babies high fructose corn syrup. And that goat's milk, thankfully, those companies are all about not putting high fructose corn syrup in their formulas either.
And we have two different formulas, don't we?
We do. We have Mount Capra brand, which is a very cool brand. It's 9 ingredients. You actually have to hand mix with a recipe, put them all together. And it's got the B vitamins, the fish oil. It's got probiotics. It's got everything the baby would need, plus the goat's milk powder and then the goat's milk lactose and all the things necessary. And then we also have the brand HIP, which is HIPPE, comes from Germany. And we have stage 1 and stage 2 of that. So we have from 0 to 6 months of life and then 6 to 12 months of life.
And we do, move a lot of that product.
A lot.
I was
about
amazed.
300 bottles a month.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And I know on Christmas Eve, somebody did a DoorDash right when we were closing for just that formula. And one of my staff members, I think Nick, came back there and asked me, what do we do? Because we're getting ready to close. Well, we happen to have someone who's doing inventory the next 2 hours. So we put a note on the door, DoorDash, please knock. Because I knew that that was important stuff right there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're going into Christmas. We had another day off, and they needed a formula.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm so glad we got to do that. Because when a baby's been on goat's milk formula, that mom doesn't want to change them to a cow's milk because they know the goat's milk's working. I've heard this all the time. The baby with the upset tummy, the baby with the spit up and the acid reflux switches over to the goat's milk formula and doesn't have trouble. So it's so satisfying when you're a mom and you see something working for your child.
And you're building the health of the future health mm-hmm. for that child and infant. Wonderful, wonderful. All right. Well, any other words of wisdom, Katie?
She's looking at her notes. You got what else you got in your notes over there? Oh, by the way.
I wanted to talk about whooping cough and RSV.
Yes. But, oh, real yeah. quick. We got to do that in the vitamin A connection to that. Mm-hmm. I wanted to, too, on Dr. Green Mom. Yes.
Go. You're ready. I'm all in.
Go.
Let's hear it. Vitamin A. Whooping cough.
anyone who has children or even adults. And in fact, I talked to someone day before yesterday regarding this. They were like, oh, my young 3-year-old was exposed to some family members with whooping cough. Well, that's just one story. One's RSV. One is measles. Dr. Green Mom has a protocol on the Instagram that is absolutely phenomenal. The research is quite clear. She says that mega dosing, which is what I advise this person, of vitamin A at the onset of a viral illness will decrease the length and severity of RSV, measles, and many others. Conditions that are really flying around. I think it's being ignored also for adults. Last time I had COVID, which was my 17th time to have it, actually, not really six, but I did high dosing for 3 days. With infants, Dr. Green Mom is saying to do 100,000 units of vitamin A one time. That's all you do. Now, tell me, Katie, like with this lady I talked to, you really can't do collard oil because you get too much of the other oils and D. Mm-hmm. So you have to do a separate A.
Yep.
And, you know, I just recommended the A I took and put a pop a needle into mm-hmm. it, squirt the oil out, and you got to do several of them. But that's not that difficult.
And we also have Dr. Green Mom's vitamin A liquid tincture. That's what I give the kids for acute sicknesses. And I can give them 2 or 3 droppers full. And I can't exactly think of what that equates to. But in acute situations, that's what I'll do is 2 or 3 droppers full. It tastes like carrots because it's...
Oh, does it?
Yeah, it's good. It's orange. Tastes just like carrots.
Okay.
They have no trouble with taking that. And I definitely believe that's cut their symptoms down of things that they've had go around the house.
Well, maybe old Clinty mm-hmm. could take some vitamin A.
I've got
A.
an extra. I actually vitamin A at the house, extra.
Oh, good.
So I'm going to take some when I go home.
50,000 units.
I've been taking extra vitamin D lately.
Yeah, well, that's good for the immune system, but the vitamin A protects the lungs differently than the vitamin D does.
Hey, by the way, I want to say something real quick about the vaccines, because she was talking about 1990, and then y'all can wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
1983, there were 11 shots and 24 doses. This is the CDC recommended schedule.
What year?
1983.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 1986, they passed the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. And in 2023, there are 58 shots and 76 doses recommended.
Well,
and so I'm just letting you know that's exactly. You know, my math's not good, but that's a lot more.
But that, but the reason, you know, they removed the liability of vaccine companies. Can you imagine if they removed the liability of tobacco companies or other companies or medical procedures or drugs, pharmaceuticals, all pharmaceuticals? There's no way you can sue the company and don't even worry going to your attorney if the, a drug has been found like Vioxx to kill hundreds of thousands of people. Yeah. Just you can't do anything about it. Can you imagine how they would advertise that? Wow. The only thing that keeps it in check is the fear of getting caught. The only reason that, you know, people don't speed at 90 miles an hour, the risk of getting caught. Yeah. It goes all the way from the top to the bottom. All right. Thank you very much, Katie. And time to get back to work. And it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the great idea that Clint had as far as what, how do we dose? What? How do we think about dosing and choosing when we're sick opposed to trying to prevent sickness? That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell and Ed Jones, I am staying with you for the next 14 episodes. Thank you.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today. Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell. And I love the fact that Clint is more of the person who we want to empower with more knowledge because they're busy living their life. He's kind of a Joe average in some regards.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And is kind of the salt of the earth kind of guy and just your cowboy, your regular old Joe. And it's really wonderful because I forget that I sometimes kind of think people know, one, and two is sometimes I speak over their head, not that I'm that smart, but just because I've done it for 45 years. And we need to get down to the level of true education, because I really feel that Nutrition World and myself is more of an educator than we are anything else. So he had a great idea. Tell them what it was.
If you can't communicate what you know, then what you know is useless.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's just useless. And that's the reason I love what we do, is because we can actually ask questions, get real answers, get pushback. I'm in the car with my daughter the other day, who's in college, and I buy her the stuff from Nutrition World, and she'll call me sometimes at school and go, "Dad, I'm not feeling great. What do I need to take?" And I said, "Well, look in your cabinet that I bought you and take A, B, and C." Well, I'm really what I'm doing is regurgitating what I've learned through this show and being just around the folks in Nutrition World and my own research. But the question comes, people like you, to your point, they're busy. We have lives. We have bills. I would love to have this segment represent two things. What do I need in my medicine cabinet on a prevention basis? Take this on a daily basis or a weekly basis. It keeps your immune system strong. It'll help you prevent. If you start to get sick, it may shorten it. And then the other is, what do I need in that medicine cabinet for I'm sick now? Like I sound right now, like, okay, I woke up, I've got mucus, I'm coughing a little bit, I don't have a fever, but I'm not feeling great. Where do I need to make the transition from prevention mindset to now I'm in the middle of it and I want to get in front of it? What do the doses look different, and what are the products look? How do the products look different?
It's a wonderful question, and actually, for me to have thought about that helps me to refine my spiel, I guess, in regard to people, because it is a. I did not realize till you said it what a source of confusion that has to be. Now, if we were in a world, which I don't really want, because our world works for our industry, we would have labels that would be more definitive of saying, hey, this is for prevention, this is for treatment. We can't legally treat anything, or then it becomes under the classification of a drug and we have to get it approved.
All these are suggestions.
So these are things, but this is why it's frustrating to the consumer, because we can't do anything about it.
Right.
So the answer is to empower yourself with people that you trust and information you trust to know and be ready when it hits, and not wait till you're sitting in, you know, the bed with 103 fever.
Are we starting with prevention, or are we starting with critical?
Well, I want to say, I'm going to go through a little list here of kind of explaining this. First off, you have to separate your supplements or your thinking pattern into two categories. One is maintenance of health, and one is therapeutic. Therapeutic means treatment.
I'm sick.
Those are two different categories. We generally cannot use the same thing that builds us up that we do to help us to feel better and get over a virus or a bacterial infection. So what we have to do is we have to say, okay, these are immune optimizing supplements. Those are the things that we can take daily to create the arsenal within us. That's the military that we're having plenty of bullets and plenty of bombs ready when it happens.
They're the ones on the wall making sure nothing gets in as much as possible.
Bingo. They're trying. Those are things like vitamin D, echinacea, golden seal, vitamin A, zinc, NAC, Epicor, mushrooms, Cofix, which is the nasal spray that Clint and I both love. And with everybody sick right now, I am going nuts with my Cofix. I'm doing it twice a day, and I'm trying not to touch my eyes and trying to not mouth breathe as much as possible. If it goes through the nose with Cofix, it will kill probably the pathogen. So those are what I call, you know, maintaining health on a daily basis.
Do me a favor. Yep. If people are listening, because we have a little time on this, go through that list again. I want people to be able to listen and go, okay, how do I write this down? If you're listening to a podcast, pause it and just let's go through it.
Well, vitamin D in this lower doses are maintenance. Super high doses can be a treatment like we did in COVID.
Right.
But vitamin D in modest doses, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, is a good basic line to help the immune system be stronger. Like having the fireman in the fire hall ready to go.
Okay.
Echinacea. Golden Seal, vitamin A. Now, some of these you can find in a great multivitamin. Uh-huh. I like Life Extension Multivitamin. It's about $14 for a month's supply. Very reasonable. Life Seasons makes an amazing one. These things comprise a lot of these nutrients that can help you as the prevention. So okay. I do recommend a multivitamin, like the vitamin A being a multivitamin. The zinc, the multivitamin. NAC, you and I both know a lot about that. It helps the lungs to be as clear of mucus as it can be. Helps the lungs eliminate it. It's found in emergency rooms for people who have Tylenol poisoning and other liver disorders. Very, very safe. I did a YouTube on it. Had over 1 million views. And then we have things, you probably haven't heard of Epicor, but it's a wonderful type of product that's made from yeast that stimulates the immune system. Mushrooms, like the medicinal mushrooms, turkey tail and the shiitakes, those in high doses will actually pull the white blood cells up with chemo patients within 1 day.
Right.
And plus pull ours up during the maintenance. So I take 2 to 3 mushrooms. Now that, again, can be therapeutic in higher doses. And then the Covix, which is the nasal spray.
What is Golden Seal? I don't know what that is real quick.
It is an old-fashioned herb that is so revered from the old-timers. In fact, there would be people like ginseng, but they would go out and look for Golden Seal root.
Oh, okay.
And it is a very, very bitter herb, but I love it. But it has fallen out of the popularity. I still like it for mucus and for many things. So those are the things that help build that
prevent that
military to be ready. Now, then you've got the other thing, which is how to do something when you are feeling truly under the weather. I will say getting a name on it is not that important. That's what feeds the traditional medical model very well, because they need codes and they need this and they need that, reimbursements. There is a kit now that I have ordered for people who want it, just in my staff, not for the public. That is a COVID and flu swab. So when you're like, I feel so terrible, I'm not sure what, and you have a fever, you can, if you want to know which one it is, because they are going to probably be a little different as the days go on.
Right.
You can order that off Amazon. It's not very expensive. So, but I use my Aura ring to show whether I'm getting sick, because it shows my pulse rate is elevated at night and it shows my temperature. It's predicted all 6 of my COVID cases. Aura, O-U-R-A, is at Best Buy's. It monitors so many of your different reasons and helps you to be healthy.
Okay.
But without all of that, if you decide, okay, I'm sick, I just want to bomb the bad guys.
Yep. I want to open my medicine cabinet up. I've shut the maintenance side. I'm opening up the I'm sick side. These are suggestions. What am I looking at?
Yep. My favorites, there are about 9.
Okay.
Olive leaf is number 1.
Yep.
Oregano is number 2. Elderberry is number 3. Elderberry does have an affinity more for flu than it does COVID, but elderberry is very important. Garlic. Food-wise, supplement-wise, I can't stand the taste, and so I use capsules. Andrographis is a relatively new one that I love. And colloidal silver, which is the FDA really hates for anybody to talk about that. And black seed oil. The old statement about black seed oil is it cures everything but death.
Oh, okay.
So I love that. It does bother my stomach. If I do high doses, I have to be cautious. Iodine in pretty heavy doses of 6 milligrams or more. Ginger, those are amazing. Now, here's the catch.
Real quick, can I ask a question on iodine?
Yeah.
I know it's in the nasal spray, but what do you mean iodine other than the
nasal
spray?
We sell it in what's called Lugol's, which is an old-fashioned eyedropper liquid. It contains 2 milligrams of iodine. The Orientals get about 2 to 4 milligrams a day in their basically foods. We only get far less than 1 milligram, but it has the ability to kill within us if we do high dosing.
Really?
Yes. And I love
anything, any.
You could have some contraindications long term if you didn't need that high dose, but with the thyroid, it just helps the thyroid to be healthier. So it's perfectly fine in most cases. Now, here's the catch. Any of these products that you purchase anywhere, I don't care where they are, The dose on the bottle is maintenance. So when you take, if you see an iodine bottle, you see you see olive leaf, you see oregano, take 1 to 2 pills daily.
Okay.
That's a joke. That's maintenance. If you want to maintain it, which I don't like maintaining with these kind of products, these are kept in my counter for when I'm feeling rotten.
Break in case of emergency.
That's right.
Stuff.
So when you take that and you take the recommended dose on the bottle, it's probably not going to work. It is dose dependent. So what do I say? I say you're going to do minimum of double the dose on the bottle.
Okay. Can I add 2 to this list? Mm-hmm. Vitamin D, did you? I know you talked about it, but yep. You're going to go to like 10,000 IUs?
On day, 10 to 20,000 okay. for a short couple period days. Of time, or even 50,000. During COVID,
just very short
my
period.
Protocol was 50,000 units for a short period okay. of time.
You always leave my favorite off here, and I'm wondering if it's if I'm just...
Quercetin is one other one.
Okay.
It's, I don't know, that's one of your favorite ones.
Quercetin is one of my favorite ones, yeah, but it's...
Which one?
Manuka honey.
I do. I don't know why.
Is it really that good, or am I just spending money I don't need?
No, I don't know why I tend to, because it's not a pill. I think that's why. And I
put
it
in my coffee every morning.
Manuka is the only honey that has antibacterial properties equal almost to an antibiotic.
So I'm not wrong in taking that.
You are not wrong. Good. Now, I don't do these things on a normal basis. I wait till I need them.
Right.
Manuka, you could do daily, especially with your immune system's a little bit weaker.
Well,
and
I take a little bit in my coffee, but like when I'm sick, like now, I take an extra spoon in the morning, or an afternoon tablespoon,
and if you
or
don't,
a teaspoon.
If you really want evidence on that, just Google The Holistic Navigator and Manuka. I did a wonderful podcast with a gentleman who actually grows those or makes that honey over in New Zealand. That's where he's from. Because these things have backup. I'm not just blowing smoke. They actually have backup. So what is the goal of really using these therapeutic doses of these fighters? Well, the goal is, one, is it cuts your recovery time. One, because you're not going to feel any better doing this the first 48 hours.
Right.
Most likely it'll be that next 48 where all of a sudden your friend's still lagging behind. He or she's in the bed or not feeling well. You're like, hey, I'm feeling pretty good now. Secondly, prevent secondary infections. That is humongously important. The bronchitis and all the other issues that can come with building mucus and fluid and all of that. And lastly is to help you prevent the use of the third leading cause of death in this country, pharmaceuticals. So, yeah, there's nothing wrong with using a little bit, but when you get really sick and they're throwing antibiotics at you when it's a viral infection, that is a laughing matter.
Okay, if I'm asked, because I know we're about to wrap this up, can we do what we did with the maintenance? Because I want people to hear this and be able to check a list. Other than the quercetin, I like taking a lecture, NAC or NAD even, and the Manuka honey. Can you go through your list of what to do when you get sick again? Because we went through the list of the maintenance. So just once again, if people are listening and they go, okay, what were those products again that I should have in case of emergency?
If you don't want to think about anything, Life Seasons makes a great product called Quick Response, and it has about five or six of these. You could do that.
I bought some for my daughter.
Wonderful. But again, you have to double the dose. You cannot expect it to work at the dose that they're saying you in most cases.
Right.
In most. Now, not all, but the list, again, of my heavy hitters is olive leaf, oregano, elderberry, garlic, andrographis, silver, black seed, iodine, and ginger. Let
there
me tell you really quickly, last weekend, I went out of town. On Friday, I thought, oh, crap, by 10 o'clock, I thought, I am coming down with something. And I had nothing. I was on the road. I had ginger root. I took two ginger root every 5 hours. Woke up Saturday perfectly fine. I had forgotten the antibacterial effects of ginger root.
I got one last question. I hate to go over it on this segment because you're really good at being honest with people. And if you don't feel like addressing it now, you can come back or we can do it later on a different show. Of these products, are some of them, because people may hear this and go, I can't get to Nutrition World.
Mm-hmm.
Are there some of these products that if they can get from the drugstore or something that you would trust? Is vitamin D one of those things?
Like, absolutely. Yeah. Vitamin D
because
is vitamin
D. Because
people
go, all of a sudden, they've heard about sitting on the back of trucks somewhere, and they're like, I don't know if I can trust what's in this product.
When you're sick, you can. It may not be A level, but it's B level. I don't see any D levels at drugstores.
Okay.
I like the Rolls-Royce versions at reasonable pricing, but at any time, B levels work.
Okay.
B levels work.
I just was trying to make sure people knew that, like, if I can't
good
get to Nutrition
idea.
World, but I can, I live in, an hour away, but I'm not feeling good. If I go to the store, what can I get?
Well, even the grocery store, get garlic cloves,
I'm going to get some ginger root.
And,
I've never taken ginger root.
Two every 4 hours. I could not truly believe what
coming
had
up there.
Happened to
as
me.
As soon as I leave here, I'm getting ginger root.
And if you have any dizziness, it helps you so much. When you're sick, sometimes we're dizzy.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? That's time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be closing up with a little bit of words of wisdom, that plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Do you love Southeastern College football? If so, we've got the show for you. It's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. SEC at its best. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Nothing but the best in SEC football talk and information. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Field Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Let's talk Chattanooga real estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real-life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company. It's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell. I loved our show today. Katie was so filled with good quality information, yep. And I love your ideas about kind of fine-tuning this conversation about what do we do when we're sick opposed to when we're not sick.
Well, because it's the season, right?
It is the season. Oh, my gosh, yeah. Is it the season? Yes. Last words of wisdom from, again, my favorite, the Stoics. We all have vices. We all have flaws. We all have habits, as Seneca said, that turn us into slaves. We all have things we know we want to change. We know this, but why do we struggle to do anything about it? Year after year, we resolve to change, to quit, to do better, and then we don't. If we're not careful, our whole life can pass us by this way. The world changing around us while we sadly remain the same. You're an old man now, Marcus Aurelius wrote to himself in Meditations, lamenting his lack of progress on some unnamed habit. It's time to stop being a slave, to no longer be pulled along like a puppet on strings, to stop being dissatisfied with today and afraid of tomorrow. It's time. It's time. I think as one of the great gifts of aging, if we have the openness to look deeply into that kind of murky pond of ourselves, is to see that our time is fleeting as we age. And every year, here we are, 2025. I cannot believe it. And before long, I will be vaporized. I will not be sitting at this table. And everything is so impermanent. And I keep saying to other people I care about, hey, I'm on loan. We're all on loan. And everything I have is on loan to me. And I think I've surrounded myself with goods when I was up to 50 as a security blanket. Well, I now have more security with the fact that I appreciate the quick nature of what's happening around me and within me. And so I value it so much more.
Well, that's what makes life so precious, is we know it's not forever. I mean,
yes, but yeah. It can also freeze us when we don't think about it, or when we think about it in the way that, oh my gosh, thinking about it, I'm panicking. I want it forever. So let's surround ourselves with more glitter and more goods so that it can be a protective layer that doesn't work.
Nope.
The American Express card that I have that's platinum doesn't give me much warmth at night anymore.
Richest place in the world is the cemeteries.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, Clint. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Vital Health Radio Download. Also, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com, and we thank you for listening. For Clint Powell, all the staff at Nutritional World, I'm Ed Jones with Nutritional World. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.